All right. Welcome to Launch Week here on Build and Launch. That's the show you're listening to right now. My name is Justin Jackson. So glad you could join me. This whole show is an experiment. Every week, I'm going to try to build and launch a product on the air, live for all of you. You'll get to hear about my missteps and wins as I create something and then launch it and make it public. Then you'll be able to check back the following week and hear about my launch stats. How did I do? How did the product do? How did the launch go? All of that stuff. I have to do all of this while still working full-time, taking care of four kids, having a family life and all that other stuff. So it should be interesting. For this week, I'll be launching a mini episode every day. Then on February 5th, 2015, I'll be launching the first official full-length episode. But in keeping with the theme of this show, I thought that this week, launch week, I'd explore what it takes to launch a new podcast. This is supposed to be the year of the podcast. I know a lot of you are thinking about starting one. I've started one before. I had a show called Product People, still going. Going to put out an episode every month on that one. And so I thought I'd explore, what does it take to create a podcast from nothing? So, first steps, make sure you subscribe in iTunes, share the show with your friends, and you could also leave a review. That really helps because the more people that review and subscribe in iTunes, the more people will hear about the show, and then we have more people joining us on this build and launch journey. And I really want to make sure that this is edifying and helpful for all of you, that you can learn from the mistakes that I make, that you can also maybe learn from any success that I have, and that it would encourage you most of all to go and build and make and create your own stuff. So for this episode, episode one, mini episode one in our launch week, we're going to start by talking about what does it take to create a podcast. And I'm going to say that the most important thing is really having something to talk about. If I'd started the Justin Jackson Show, back when I started my first podcast, I think that would have been a difficult sell because no one really knew who I was and I didn't really have I wouldn't have had a focus of what to talk about. But instead, I started a podcast with a co-host, by the way, Kyle Fox. Check him out, kylefox.ca. And we chose to focus on people who make products. We wanted to interview our heroes like Jason Fried and Amy Hoy, Marco Arment. We never did get to Marco. I should still interview him. You know, all these folks, we had this big, long list. And that was the focus of the show. The advantage to choosing that topic and not being really general by being very specific. You know, we are actually even more specific than that in that we ignored all of the kind of most of the venture-backed world and focused mostly on bootstrappers. The advantage to doing that is that we attracted an audience who was interested in that topic. And I know that Merlin Mann has this saying that everyone always brings up all the time. People come for the topic and stay for the voice. And I think what he means there is that, you know, what the initial thing that gets people through the door is whatever you've chosen to talk about. And if it's not, if it's a very general topic, it's going to be hard to pull people in. All right. So how do you choose the perfect topic for you? Well, I like to think about this as a Venn diagram. All right. So what I want you to do is take out a blank piece of paper and a pencil. And I want you to draw a big circle on one half of that piece of paper. Just a big circle. And in that circle, I want you to write topics that I'm interested in. All right. Now I want you to go to the other side of the page and draw an intersecting circle. And in that circle, I want you to write groups that are accessible. Now, if you're hoping to make money with this project as well, with this podcast, I want you to create a third intersecting circle that intersects the previous two, and that circle will be titled People That Pay for Things. So what you should have is the intersection of three different groups. This is the perfect, this is how you choose the perfect podcast topic. The first thing is you should be interested or passionate about the topic. So you're going to write out all the things you're passionate about. I'm passionate about deluxe couch cushions. I just made that up. I'm passionate about coffee. I'm passionate about cycling. I'm passionate about computer programming. I'm passionate about Minecraft, whatever that is. The second circle is saying, okay, of those things that I'm interested in, which of those audiences are accessible? So if you're really passionate about Minecraft, you're in luck because that group is very accessible, especially online. There's tons of Minecraft forums. There's Minecraft websites. There's Minecraft message boards. There's Minecraft everywhere. You could go and find a bunch of people that are interested in Minecraft. And this is very key, these two intersecting circles. Because it's not enough for you to just be passionate about the topic. You also have to be able to find the people that are going to be passionate about that topic. You see what I'm saying? So, right-hand side, topics that I'm interested in or passionate about. Left-hand side, groups that are accessible. And one example of this is if you are really, you know, passionate about bank managers, it might be more difficult to find a group of bank managers online. And maybe those exist. Maybe there's a subreddit called r/bank managers. We should start that if that doesn't exist. Somebody start that. A subreddit called bank managers. But I'm guessing that doesn't exist. And if that's true, it's going to be hard to find those people if you start a podcast for bank managers. Now, that third circle, the people that pay for things, is important if you eventually want to make money. If you're trying to sell products and you've chosen, for example, hippies who live in communes, it may be difficult to make money from that group. They are also probably not very accessible because they don't have power or electricity or electronic devices. So those are the keys to choosing a good audience, no matter what you're doing, but for podcasting, for blogging, and actually for building a business. So figure that out first. That's the most important thing, is what topic are you going to choose? Make sure that you're passionate about it. Make sure that you can reach the people that are also passionate about it. And if you want to build a business around it, make sure that that group of people pay for things. All right, so that's it for this week, this little mini episode. I'm trying to make it right around 10 minutes. If you want to help out the show, if you want to see the show go far, if you want to see more episodes, I want you to do a few things. First of all, I want you to start building your own thing. And my friends at Gumroad actually are doing something right now that you should really check out. It's a 30-day challenge. They just emailed me about this, and I just think it's such a great idea. If you go to gumroad.com/30-day-challenge, you can sign up for this thing that'll basically take you through the first 30 days of bootstrapping a product. So that's number one. I want you guys to start building something with me, and that Gumroad thing is just a good way to kick your butt into gear. Number two, go to iTunes, subscribe, find the show, search for Build and Launch, subscribe, and give it a rating. And whenever you do that, you help the show basically find a bigger audience. And actually, this launch week is really key because it's the first week that matters the most. So if you could go to iTunes, search for Build and Launch, and give it a rating. And actually, if you could just do that right now, right on your phone, You go right into the iTunes app, go into podcasts, search for Build and Launch, rate the show. Then it's done. And that will really help this show get some legs under it, which is good for you and is good for the community of people trying to build and launch their own stuff. Number three, I'd like to hear from you. And so you can reach me at words@bizbox.ca. That's words@bizbox.ca. I should probably get a better email address. I'm sorry. I've had that one forever. words@bizbox.ca. You can also reach me at my terrible Twitter handle, the letter M, the letter I, Justin, @MIJustin. Or if none of that works, go to my website, justinjackson.ca/newsletter, and when you subscribe, you'll get an email from me, and then we can talk back and forth that way. All right? Thanks so much for joining me on this first little mini episode. Love to hear from you. Again, start building your own thing. Go to gumroad.com/30-day-challenge to bootstrap that. Number two, go and subscribe and review in iTunes. And number three, I want to hear from you. So that's it for this week. Justin Jackson signing off, and I'll see you again tomorrow.